method to achieve whichever tradition you choose to work with first will need to be examined in this light. How do you go about your consecration will depend entirely on your own religious feelings. In any activity, when you are not going to be 100% aware of your immediate surroundings, whether it be a simple, brief time of meditation or the prolonged and distracted mentation of projection through time or space, you should make proper preparations first. Many of the traditional arts of magic, or rather those attributed to magicians by fiction writers, include your resting body, the magical circle, and much of it then has to be repeated to the end. The main objective of the cleansing and the blessing cuts off all influences, including contact with your earthly friends, so they protect the special atmosphere of the consecrated space, varying from a simple nemis made out of a square of silky material with one corner folded in to make a flat piece across your forehead and held in place with elastic at the back. After you've sorted out what you will wear, obviously some of the equipment is very hard to make. Under the vague heading folklore or folk tales, the repertoire of the oral tradition, some of these ancient songs and lays are with us yet. In the convoluted tales of folklore and bull, the priest would sleep and receive visions. Each family or clan would have its totem beast, its ritual tree. Everybody dreams. Many men think they don't, but this is just because they've never bothered to teach themselves. Try to spend a few moments in silent contemplation of what you can recall on waking. Jot it down. Notice the seasonal changes in parks and gardens as well as your countryside. Observation is a hard thing to learn as an adult. Magical groups are powerful entities. If they are made up of fully trained magicians or witches, they will have a potent effect upon the psyches of any new members who are admitted to them. Certainly within a well-established lodge or coven there is a terrific feeling of comradeship. In Britain alone, if you desire to belong to any sort of group, you will have to make considerable efforts in two directions. The Roman invaders did their best to stamp out the Druids, for as a priesthood they were respected by the ordinary tribal folks. There are many other paths of magical descent which are being followed with greater or lesser degree of historical backing. Whichever tradition you choose to work with first, you will need to be examined in this light. Just because the Greeks, Romans, Egyptians and Celts had a goddess with a particular attribute, for example a moon goddess, it doesn't mean they are all the same goddess. They are very real on another level and can get their own back by making your own life difficult if you upset them. You will have enough problems once you start to open up your inner levels of perception so that you start to actually sense the different psychic vibes which are around us all the time, though usually undetected. Invisibility. Spells for finding wealth underground and making the dead reveal their secrets. Almost all pantheons of gods and goddesses and every possible divination system related to it at some time, by Dr. John Dee, Queen Elizabeth I's astrologer and chief spy, working with Edward Kelly as his scryer, there are many other parts of magical descent which are being followed with a greater or lesser backing. Even in your condition is being treated by a doctor and appears to be under control. You are a danger to yourself when your vulnerable, subtle levels of consciousness are exposed, whatever the original cause. Treatment by tranquilizers or other prescribed drugs is not the same as a cure. In fact, many of the drugs which are prescribed as antidepressants or as sleeping pills or even pick-up pills have serious effects upon the psyche. It is possible to see this because the pattern of the pill taker's aura is often observed to be vibrating as they are knocked halfway out of their bodies by the treatment. If you are involved in any kind of magical training, unless you can understand what your aims in life are, you will need to look hard and long at what you are. Essentially, any path through the labyrinth you may choose to take will be a difficult one. Magic is not easy. Magic is wonderful and fascinating and enthralling through learning to control your own state of consciousness. Obviously, some of the equipment is very hard to make. Sit still and upright so your back is straight, supported on cushions, if necessary. Bear these factors well in mind because you are always responsible for the outcome of any occult work you do, for good or ill. You may mean no harm, but the guardian may well turn up in your dreams to protect you from real dangers like straying too far from the path of reason on your earning journey through to that realm. The whole concept of religion is changing. The secrets of the past priesthoods have been carefully concealed, but they were never destroyed. It's strange, Tor, standing like a bent pyramid above the mushy lowlands surrounded by a distant circle of hills and the flat glitter of the sea. Some of these will be a true reflection of the tides of psychic awareness which the moon casts upon your sleep. Like all animals and plants, every individual is affected to a small extent by the moon. It also seems to be a right brain function to remember dreams, and so give it up as a bad job. That means at least 5 or 6 properly recorded sessions each week. Progressive physical relaxation works well. Occult means hidden, obscured. Giving parrot-like readings is foolish. In fact, the early Golden Dawn was so secretive that many of its members, who all had lengthy Latin or Greek mottos as their magical names, were only known by the initials of those names. Robes and regalia can provide further problems to beginners. If you're a novice, to be called Oak or Rosemary, then some highfalutin title to which you have no real claim. Robes ought to be made of natural fibres. Service to creation and service to your evolving self. That duty is not rewarded with fame or fortune, nor with material gains, except as a kind of side effect. But such dedication, honestly made, will ultimately bring you joy, respect, responsibility, humility, friendship, and perhaps honour. On the other hand, particularly in America, there are a number of mainly pagan or Wiccan organisations which are specifically blue. You will need to look long and hard at what you are. The gods of the ancient Greeks and Romans are perhaps more familiar to us. There are a few occasions when an experienced magician might lead a group or individuals rising and setting east and west only at the equinoxes. In this method, when you relax into your level of inner awareness and then concentrate your gaze within the speculum, the crystal ball, the black mirror or bowl of water, you will begin to see symbols, shapes, colours, and perhaps, eventually, scenes and events from the future. The book.
Breathe, 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 breathe. Breathe in, now breathe out. Now breathe in, now breathe out. Breathe, 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 breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe, 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 breathe. Breathe, 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 breathe in, breathe out, 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 breathe in, breathe out.
Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe out, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. Breathe in. 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 Breathe out.